recording just so I wanted to go through the slides. This is our last chance, I believe, right before the developers conference.
Are you going to be there?
I will, yes. I'm going to be there.
Oh, me too. Wonderful.
I don't know if you were at the last use case meeting, but we basically took a stab at filling this table here, which is a really high-level summary of what the use case is, the companies involved, and the PTL commitments, which had been suggested during the use case call to put this column in, but there's so much detail you could put potentially in this column. Vimal finally said just progress. And
I was thinking about this actually, and I think it would be wise to identify each project that's impacted and have an affirmative commitment from the project technical lead for all of the impacted projects. I don't know if this table does anybody any good.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And so that's why there's further and further refinement, you see. So for example, like the pre-onboarding or the OFPCI use case, you see the expected projects that are impacted. And then when you get down to the actual use case itself, for example, the pre-onboarding, onboarding one, there's commitments for each of the actual aspects of the projects themselves. So,
yeah, this is very useful.
Yeah, so basically, if we look at this particular use case, we expect it to impact SDC, the modeling, the resource data model, the SDK packages, I guess VNF, if we've declared on, and then the various possible other components that ingest user packages and so forth, and then who we've engaged so far and who we need to yet engage. And the thing is, you know, this is really the sort of level of detail that a lot of people want, but it's hard to sort of summarize in one little line, in one little box of a matrix. But I think this is, right before the meeting started, I was just kind of cross-referencing this against the ones that I think we've got everything aligned. I don't think there's any new things that came. So, and, oh, wait, I thought Linda removed the real-time PM. I don't think there's anything in going on in real-time PM yet. So I think we should delete this, actually. That's the only one that there's nothing happening with real-time PM.
So I think Erickson did something with bulk. Oh,
bulk
no, that's
PM.
Already covered.
Yes.
That's already
bulk,
covered.
Bulk okay. PM, there's definitely something going on with
okay.
So move row. Okay. This is just sort of like the, and I still have to make a presentation that I'm presenting with Michaela and probably Zoo and with Erickson on the pre-onboarding stuff. And I think Ala's having a meeting next Monday, I believe. Is that the
Monday 26th? New Year's Eve?
Yeah, maybe not. So there may be no other meeting.
Maybe.
There may be no other meeting before the actual thing. So that's why this is going to get presented during the use case call, during the use case session. So I just sort of wanted to have a last sanity check, a look at these.
Well, I do have to go, but yeah. I assume these slides are up on the wiki. I will definitely take a look and send you whatever comments I might have.
Do you have a particular use case you're very interested in, or are you?
So the one use case that I don't think, I'm not all that excited about, but I know our operations personnel are all excited about software upgrades.
Okay, I see. Okay.
At the same time, you know, the pre-onboarding and onboarding.
Right.
And making sure that, you know, I know we're trying to stay focused on 5G, but, you know, that's fairly, I mean, that crosses multiple technology types, network domains. Another thing that isn't, I don't know how to capture this, is, you know, some sort of user interface across the different ONAP modules that, you know, interoperate to, you know, deliver the solution. And some, I don't know, I've seen some, there's this notion of an ONAP portal, but it just seems to pertain to
there's a portal behavior. Project. Yeah.
I mean, I think the portal project should be called out.
Yeah. Is that new, this portal project?
I think it's been around forever and it never went anywhere.
Okay, because...
I also think we should call out the database question, because that's another biggie.
Okay.
And of course, the data layer and the portal are not, you know, the presentation layer are not inseparable.
Just write this down so I don't forget. Portal project and who's the other? What was the other? Database?
The data layer answer, in quotes, or the database answer.
Okay.
There has been so much discussion over the past three releases about the database. And right. I don't see, I mean, it's been an open-ended discussion. I think we need to get practical and practical.
Say, Ben, this is Fred. And hello, Tracy, by the way. I have to step away for about 5 minutes. It sounds like you guys are making a lot of progress, and I was hoping you're not going to end the call early before I get a chance to talk to you.
I'm actually...
Hey, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm actually recording through the hour. What I'm going to do is actually go through each of these use cases and just...
Okay, great. I just need 5 minutes.
Myself talk to myself, but that's fine.
Okay.
As they work. Because I know, for example, the software upgrade flow has changed a little bit, and Oscar presented at the last use case, so I need to see if this picture has been updated.
So our notion of the software upgrade is this external controller needs to be defined a little better.
Yeah, and actually I think the last thing I saw with the software upgrade presentation was that's going away in Dublin, but it was a presentation, but I don't know if they had uploaded the last thing from Oscar uploaded, showed a presentation, but he didn't upload the last picture. So I may not, but you know, everybody, including myself right now, I'm on vacation actually. So, I mean, you know, during this period of time, you know, very few people are around. So, but anyway, we may not be able to update this before, but he had an updated picture with the external controller gone. And I think they're trying to use netconf. Yeah. He said he was going to use netconf. Maybe it's on the netconf one, to have ONAP directly speak with, the controller.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Of course,
for software or
config. I don't know if that makes sense for software upgrades, but it might.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he had the picture basic of the controller using netconf directly to a PNF and doing all these steps. So I guess we can talk to both. You know, we can say that this is what it looks like now as one use case in Casablanca, and I think in Dublin this might be evolving. So even if the picture's a little old, I think I can talk to this. They gave me like 10 minutes to present 22 slides.
No, you are providing invaluable technical leadership. You should get a lot more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was because I think they were trying to Ala tried to divide up all of the use cases with equal time. But the thing is, you know, the 5G use cases are kind of like, there are 8 use cases by themselves, so they should each probably have a little bit more time than. So
definitely, yeah.
But anyway, hopefully people can listen and watch where we're going. Okay, if you have to drop, that's fine. I'm gonna just start.
I will try to come back, but as I said, I do have visitors.
No problem. Thanks. Happy holidays.
We should have one more call next week because next week.
Yes.
Everybody's around next week.
Yes, that's right. There will be another call of this next, and maybe I'll just sort of summarize or rehash stuff, but I wanted to at least get this out there today. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so I'm going on the pre-onboarding onboarding use case overview. I had reviewed this with Erickson, Michaela, and Zhu from Erickson, and we've been collaborating, working together on this use case and the page and this picture and the presentation. So I believe this is the latest view here, just looking, maybe not actually, because I think we updated this wording. Okay, so I'm gonna see if I have the later view here. just opening up the document here. This was it. Okay, and just last week I had reviewed with Michaela and Zhu this picture, and yeah, so this is the latest picture here. I'm going to take the latest picture here and just replace this older picture here. Okay, so I believe the pre-onboarding onboarding use case page is up to date. I think with this, so yeah. All right, so the picture's up to date. Now we're talking about the platform impacts. So I think we have a pretty good understanding of the platform impacts. I think Portal might have been one they added though. Oh no, that was for plug and play. So let's see. Zhu had done a great job of linking all of these Jira tickets to things that's happening in the project. So let me just see if everything syncs up here. So SDC has definitely commitments, and the VNF SDK notified, package notified. So I think there's commitments here as well. Okay, package notified, all right. And then the resource data model, PTL notified. All right, and VNF requirements, Stephen Wright, I've been on those calls myself also, so I know that happened. PNF onboarding package, okay. Then we just had a meeting, actually a separate meeting, talking about the runtime components for proper ingestion. This is integration and testing as well. And there, I think there still needs to be some investigation done. What did I write for that? Before the assembly, okay. Okay, so validation, distribution. All right, so this is basically making sure that everything works properly. So we still probably have to follow through on that one. The PNF onboarding package itself is actually a lot of coordination between the vendors and the standards bodies, people working the standards bodies. So we definitely have, there's no real PTL, I don't think, for this. I guess maybe SO, SDC, but that's already there. So onboarding the package. So I've been attending week-to-week the SDC calls and modeling. So I think we're in pretty good shape for this use case. SOA and ANDC. All right. Okay. To be reviewed. All right. So I'm happy with that one. Plug and play use case. In the, I had actually dedicated one of the use case realization calls to plug and play. I think it was November 28th. Or might have been December 5th. Let me see. No, it was December 5th, I think. So we had a presentation for plug and play. You can listen to the recording, and there, Manoop from Portal, as Tracy just said, is make sure it's important that he's aware of those. So we just want to cross-reference this table. Let me see if I can shrink it down a little bit and cross-reference against this thing here. So, okay. All right, SDC. The pre-onboarding stuff is its own use case. SO controller support for SO and then you act in an entry, right? And the controller back to the step 37. That's what this is talking about. AAF security enhancements using certificates and TLS, SDNC, the controller to PNF, SDNC, RMVFC, PRH enhancements, updates, okay, bid carryovers, right, and portal I should add here. So let me do that. Okay. Let's see, service, I need to save a line here. Okay. Other use case and then portal insert row below Manoop. Impact on functional menus. Okay. All right, and I think maybe we still have this as something that needs to happen yet. All right, I have not had actual separate PTL meetings. Although at this review, Jimmy was there. So I think it's pretty safe to say PTLs that were there, they're aware of this. So Manoop, I'm gonna say was PTL involved or notified, or at least they're aware of it. And let's use PTL notified as the PTL is aware of it at least. So, and I know I've engaged Damien, so we're good there. Okay, probably need to have a separate meeting with Ophir. I've had many meetings on the controller to NF type, so I think this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. And Linda has been working this, but I think the PTL wasn't there. So, okay. I think that's pretty accurate of where we are now. Moving on to the next one. Software upgrade, as we'd said earlier in our discussion with Tracy, this picture is getting updated. The controller is going away. That doesn't mean this actual flow of use case goes away. I mean, there is also that in Casablanca. So this is the Casablanca view more than the Dublin view. And this was, as far as I know, being pursued and tried to be developed. I had worked with them, and I drew this diagram on the left, and Oscar drew the diagram on the right. And I know this is being updated for Dublin. They're removing this external controller in favor of a netconf, direct netconf to PNF link there. I know that Oscar put a really great table together for stuff happening in Dublin, which is where I got that information from here. Dublin enhancements. Let me just see if this is in sync still, or if anything has changed or been updated since I created this slide. Let's see if I can shrink this again. All right. Okay. So, PNF reporting, software coverage, pre-post. Ooh, this is new. Coherence across, blah, blah, blah. Bid support. Oh, wait, no. Unifying, this is, oh, I just reworded that so it works. Okay, right. And that comp support is new, so let me add that in there. Row below. And that comp support, okay. Okay. For PNF software upgrade. Controllers to PNF. All right, so I'm gonna just check at the development status here. So again, this is the living page. So this is the Casablanca view, I think. And I had put a link to the Dublin view just to point back to Casablanca. So if you go to software upgrade here, and they had discussed this as a team. I think they had, just put this up here. Oh wait, maybe this is Oscar's latest slide. Let me see. Oh, okay, great. This is Oscar's latest slide pack that I was talking to about earlier. I'm just going to download this. Software upgrade here. Right. And so maybe I need to sync this up with the latest December 20 meeting, actually. So let me see. All right, so this is software upgrades using netconf, which is the latest thing here. And I hate to make the slide busier, but I think this is probably important to add in. So I'm gonna add this in to the slides. Maybe I could fit it in here. Oof, not easily. Okay. Let's see if I can get to collapse this as much as possible here. So, hey, the magic PowerPoint, look at that. All right. Okay, then at least in the all of 30 seconds, we'll have to talk about this. I can say that there's also a view of netconf that sort of bypasses the external controller. All right. And this is talking about netconf. And I don't want to lose that. So I think, are there overlaps with what's mentioned here with what's mentioned on the actual page? ALPC, SDNC, the controllers, okay. Bid support, PNF reporting, design time components. And netconf, this is a lot about netconf, the vendor support and mapping of upgrade API to netconf requests and additional options. Okay. So this is really about netconf, this first one, which is kind of captured here, I think. And then this one, though, provide workflows and building blocks, trigger upgrade workflow GUI. So that's vid. Which is kind of what this is, execute the end-to-end runtime software workup. Okay, that's exactly what this is, I believe. And then SO, provide reusable workflows and building blocks, okay. All right, so maybe I need to add an SO component here. Just add an SO thing here. cut and paste this text. All right. And this is probably going to be hard to collapse into the thing here. Right. Provide reusable workflows. This is gonna be really tough to squeeze in, I think. Let's say pre-post. There we go. Okay. So I think that's pretty good. I don't know that anything has been actually notified yet. So I'm going to leave the notification part open and assume that things are underway, and I'll have the touch base with the team when we come back to it. Okay. And anybody listening, if you're working the PNF software upgrade, you can notify me, and we can update this before we actually present it on January 7th. Okay, this is relating to PM, bulk PM in particular. And I think the bulk PM, just doing a little bit of housekeeping here. Look a little more uniform. All right. Oops. Right. Okay. This is the overall flow of bulk PM. Maybe I should just say bulk PM use case. All right, and enhancements for Dublin. Let me check the page to see if there's been any progress on this. Bulk PM here, put a new tab. Continuation of bulk feature from Casablanca, enhancements, and okay. Ooh, I like that picture. I think I'm gonna grab this picture here. Let me see. What it looks like. Maybe I should use this picture instead of that. Let me see. Enhancements include new 3G view, which process vision and robustness and logging enhancements. Okay. So this is the overall bulk PM use case. And I think I'm gonna use this slide instead. All right. Oops. Okay. So I'm just gonna overwrite this. I think this was, if my memory serves, this Ericsson is working on a enhancements to the PM mapper. All right. And the original stuff is underneath. I'll just preserve in case I need to go back to it for whatever reason. Okay, so this is good. I like this. I'm gonna just copy this in. new 3GPP PM mapper to process 3GPP PM XML files to produce of SPM events in perf 3GPP domain. And oops, robustness and logging enhancements to existing components for improved PM handling. All right. Proposed use cases, 3GPP PM connect collection, thus creation, closed loop support using additional requirements. Okay, so that's that first one. Use case two, closed loop support using PM data. Wasn't really mentioned here. I'm gonna edit. Robustness and logging, which is what here. DMAP data router enhanced handling of PM feeds. Okay. Just gonna add this here. I already mentioned data router. Okay. I'll split this off as a separate thing here. Looks like I can shrink this a little bit. Putting this up to there. Okay. And presentation. Do we have this presentation? Oh no, I don't think so. So I'm gonna download this. Pull PM. There's a date on this, that's good. And there's no new table of PTL project impacts, it doesn't look like, so we'll just have to guess the best we can. And it already mentions these, so that's good. Closed loop support. Oh, okay. So I think we're in good shape, actually. Event creation, which was mentioned in the website, the wiki. okay. So I think I'm in sync here. So, oh, development status. Great. Here we go. All right. SDC has impact also, which is not mentioned here, so I'm going to add it, insert row below, SDC, Design Studio support for bulk PM, and let me just take a look at this Jira ticket really quick. Open high and revolve, Dublin release, looks good. VJ, works good. All right, and the UNIF requirements is also a line I need to add in here. So I'm gonna do that. UNIF requirements. Oops, updated file requirement, file ready requirement. So once we have JIRAs on these, I feel pretty safe in saying the PTL is aware of it. I'm gonna put PTL notified on all these, so. Okay, moving on to FM metadata. The main objective here in Dublin is to be able to load in a FM dictionary information via the YAML registration event through the NF onboarding package. and to be able to view that. That's the main objective there. So the VEST specifications were definitely reviewed, and PTL has been involved. So Alok has actually updated the document as well. And display of FM data in GUI, I think that still needs to be maybe investigated a little bit. And the VNF requirements related to FM dictionary metadata artifact creation, I'm going to say to be reviewed. It's still in progress, I believe. Okay. Similar with PM dictionary, let me just look on the page to see if there's been any updates. Here. Okay. And you can, of course, follow along and the presentations that have been made. And I had reviewed the VEST document myself, along with Linda from Nokia and other people, and Alok and stuff. So I know that that's underway. All right, and some of the development work, I think. Sorry if I'm scrolling around a little bit. I'm just trying to get a view of how up to date this all is. Okay, so I feel like this is pretty up to date. The slides are good. So again, we're trying to upload the PM data. We were working with Ericsson. Nokia is working with Ericsson to put this into its own directory, the PM dictionary YAML, that will have the measurement and scheme information. It'll get loaded into a PNF onboarding package that will go into the catalog. And the main objective in Dublin is that we can view that picture. So I think I'm going to put the call attention to the Dublin here thing. So we'll just say Dublin. That's a little picture of Dublin. I think I'll keep the Dublin. This is a picture of the Dublin flag, in case you don't know the city of Dublin. So I'm just going to put it here. All right. And I'll call attention to the U3GPP PM mapper and major updates happening along netconf here. Okay. All right. So where were we? Configuration at netconf. This is from a set of slides that Oscar presented. And the whole Ericsson team, I know, has been working this. Let me see if there's been updates to the wiki page. There's a nice new picture there, which I should probably use. So I'm going to move this. As those are just really large overall concepts, and you can get them from the slide where I got them from. But I think I'm going to use this picture here. So and I'm going to actually take this text here. Put it over here. I'm just going to shift this so that it doesn't scroll off the page. All right, maybe shrink the text a little bit. All right. And that I feel is a pretty good picture. Do I have the latest slides? Let me see. Number 22, yep. Okay, I feel like I have the latest slide, so that's good. Now let's take a look at the project impacts. There's five rows here. Control and Northbound APIs. So some things look like they might have changed, but so policy, VNF requirements, okay, data requirements, policies, PTL notified, use case two stretch goal, integrate. So, okay, so I'm going to put the policy in its own line here. I see the PTL is notified. So that's good. All right, and VNF requirements, PTL notified, SO and VID. Maybe VID should be on its own line. Provide workflows and building blocks for instantiation. That's probably a more post-instantiation configuration. PTL is notified, coordinating authorities in the same area, trigger main workflow from GUI. And AF security is not mentioned, so I'm going to delete that row. Should I delete this row? I'm going to put a question mark by that. Okay, I think that's all of those. And then there was the controllers. Gentimini is SDNC. Enable NetConf and TLS support and open daylight, complete for NetConf controller layer. All right, I'm gonna actually just take these because they're a little bit more focused in text here. So I'm gonna PTLs have been notified. All right. So delete this unneeded line here, delete row, OF and PCI. There was a demo given at Tracy's call not long ago for OFPCI and a follow subsequent 5G use case meeting on that as well. So I feel like that use case is in good shape. And there's a whole lot of stuff happening in Dublin. Wow. All right, so policy, OF, controllers, onboard PCI handler, to microservice, the DCAE, SDNR, okay. All right, let me see if I can reconcile some of this. So I'm going to, for a second, if you're listening on the recording, this is just going to be a whole lot easier for me if I use my second screen to compare stuff. So I'm going to move this to my second screen so I can see it, and I'll try to update stuff. So if you want to follow along, go to this link, and you can kind of read the page. SDNR. Okay, so RAN info model. Config DB. interface with SDNR and policy. My conf notification. All right, so PTL notified, involved. Okay. Policy, let me scroll down a little bit on the other page here. Policy enhancements. It's a policy functionality for control loop coordination. CLC. Implement two control loops for POC. Yep. Okay. So that definitely happened. Then AI and DCAE. There's an OOF enhancements. Okay. Add optimize objectives. Maybe I'll just copy some of these other things here directly. So I'm just going to copy this directly from the other page here. And all right. Policy enhancements. So PTL notified here. Oops. PTL notified. Inventory, develop models between ANI database, ANI program. Okay, so they have more details here for ANI. And I don't know if Jimmy has been, oh, I got it here already. Models and relationships. Yes, okay. So that's good. I'll still put a TBR here. And DCAE. Handler, yep. All right, so did I miss anything? Let's see. SDNR, we got that. SDNC, SDNR controller. Common RAN info model is the only one missing, so I'm just going to add that in as a new row. All right, network slicing. Let's see where we are there. I'm almost at the top of the hour, but as I'm on vacation, I'm not taking any other calls, so I'm just going to keep going until I finish. 5G network slicing. Okay. Network slicing Dublin release. This is probably a wiki page. Oh, it's a slide pack. Okay. Let me see. I should have a directory on network slicing here. November. I need to already have this. I do probably an older slide. December 7th and December 6th. Are you slicing my file? Like, okay. So let me just get all these slides here. By the way, if you ever see gibberish, that just means you need to download it and it'll be okay. I feel like I should put these four slides in their own directory though, so I'm going to do that. So this, and this, and modeling, download, oh, already exists, okay. So here. And one more. All right. Oops. Oh, that already exists. All right, well, in case I have an old one, I'm just, now they're the same size, so I'm just gonna move there anyway. All right. And all right. Bosman on 18 October 2018, mission level 2, December 6th. All right, and while it's November, this slide was updated on December 7th. Patrick Wire. All right, let me just see if everything opened, downloaded okay. Enhanced mobile broadband use case, want to show. Okay, and then for the ultra-low latency case. All right. And let's see what this says here. Just going to enable editing. Shift things a little bit. All right. This looks pretty similar to what we have here. So, use case 1, ambition level 2. Any ISO, APC, SDC, and FID. All right. Overview slide. Yeah, this is just an overview slide, so, and modeling. Fred, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, hi, okay.
Hi.
So I'm almost done with this, and is there something you mentioned you wanted to talk or discuss? We're on recording, so if you...
we can talk after the recording, if you want to end the recording. It's just about, you know, the upcoming release work and the contribution that I'd gone over.
Okay, so yeah,
we can have sure. That on the side.
So I'm on the last slide here.
Sure.
All I was doing was just seeing if this is up to date. I don't know why spell check thinks this is bad. Let me see what's going on here. Is there a language issue? No. Let me see. The word of, it thinks is misspelled. But it's using Swedish, so that's probably the issue here. All right, let me see if... Yeah, you know, I should probably just do a final spell check here. There's a lot of Swedish entries, probably from some cut and paste or something. All Netconf I'm just going to add that to the dictionary. Already, XNFs, I'll add to the dictionary. This is in Swedish again. It's having a lot of problems with, maybe I can, gosh, there's probably a better way to do this than every single word. This is really tedious. I'm sure I can probably select the whole thing. All right, I can do this on my own time. All right, so let me just see. I think we're all good. All right, save. January 9th. Version 2.
You're going to put out the links to these docs in the meeting minutes, correct?
Or Yeah. I'm going to upload this into the meeting minutes today, as well as the recording. And was this the thing I did today? Yes. Okay. So I'm just going to date this for January 9th. Version 2. And I'll save off a I just think this is protected. That's strange. Let me see. Okay. I'm just going to save as a PDF as well. All right. So that is going to conclude my recording. Again, if you have a moment, go to the 5G use case wiki page. I don't know that if I put something in chat, it'll work. But if you go to the 5G use case Dublin page, which is here, right? You can... I'll upload the slides here. Okay. And let me stop the recording.